legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Ax My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axmytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today, this Tuesday, December 9th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment relevant into the conversation, greatly appreciate that. I've got one text message here that is applicable to our conversation. And Rod, I hope you don't mind, because you sent me a couple of them that I mentioned on the show today, but definitely this last one really reinforces what I said on the radio. Rod says, when I was talking about, I'm never going to go through it again. I'm not going to do it. I am not going to be told by any governor or director of any health and human services that I have to take a shot, that I have to wear a mask, that I have to stay home, that I have to do certain things because they put out an executive order or a mandate. Not going to do it. Rod said, I believe that it's made a lot of people wake up and to see what's going on with their agenda. Modern day tyrannical lockdowns, mandates, sorry, not going to believe you anymore. And then if I end up dying because of COVID-20 that's coming, or COVID-21 or COVID-26, so be it. I've taken, as an adult, one vaccination shot. Actually, it was two. The shingles vaccine. My mother had a severe case of it. I've had cold sores my entire life, just like she had. She got shingles so bad on her back, living alone, she could not even put topical creams on the sores of her back. She literally had to call a friend, a neighbor over, to have them put the medicated creams on her scabs. She had it on her face. She had it on her hands. She had it on her back. I said, that's it. I am not going to get shingles. I went and got the first shot, waited, what was it, the 2-3 weeks, whatever it was. I went back for the second shot. Ironically, I haven't gotten a cold sore since. Herpes Sinflex 10, whatever, a derivative of herpes, derivative of shingles, not getting them, nope. Flu shots, I've never had one. I want to get the flu. I want to build up the natural antibodies to it. and be done with it. Dr. Jeff talked about it the other day on the show. Remember the measles parties we used to have when we were kids? Your cousin got the measles? Well, we're going over to Aunt Helen's and Uncle Bill's house. Your cousin Rick's got the measles. Sure enough, me and my brother got the measles. Natural immune system. I believe in God's healing antibodies way more than I believe in these vaccinations. Sorry, just the way I think. Never, ever going to get a flu shot. Not going to do it. And they can come out with any mandatory vaccine. You've got to get it. Nope. Not going to do it. I believe in God's body. It has caused me to drop 80 pounds permanently off my body. Never going to be fat ever again. Thank you, Missy. And God's body. When government gets involved in telling us what we have to inject into our bodies, I got a problem with that. When government tells us that we must stay home, we can't go anywhere, I got a problem with that. When they tell me that I can't go to church, I can't go to a restaurant, I can't go to a store, I got a problem with that. And hopefully you are with me, because it's never, never, never going to happen to us again. That's why I absolutely applaud Ian Murphy and his attorney, David Delaney, continuing to fight the fight on these statutes. That these legislators wrote, passed, and had signed into law these laws that have so much ambiguity, interpretation. Attorneys like our current governor, secretary of state, and attorney general can use to manipulate and twist to produce the results they want to maintain their power over us, to control our lives in the outcomes of what they are trying to accomplish. I'll give you a perfect example. The Democrats in the state of Michigan are getting ready to anoint Jocelyn Benson to be their candidate for governor as a Democrat in next year's November 2026 election. Ignoring the facts that this Secretary of State, since she's been our Secretary of State in charge of overseeing our elections, by the way, she is not in any way, shape, or form the boss of any of our clerks. Jocelyn Benson is not the boss of clerks, not county clerks, not township clerks, not city village clerks. She, as Secretary of State, is only in charge of overseeing the elections. However, ever since she's been the Secretary of State, this Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, who's getting to be anointed governor candidate for the Democrats, has been found guilty of breaking election laws in not one, not two, not three, four, five, six, but seven courtrooms, where she has violated our election laws. And you know why she violated those election laws? Knowingly, willingly, blatantly? Because they have no punishments. There's no fines. There's no fees. There's absolutely no jail time connected to the stupid election laws these legislators passed and a governor back in the day signed. She knew it. She read those laws. She found out there was no penalty for her breaking them. So as a result, guess what? She did. Yeah, you can go ahead and find me guilty, Your Honor. What's the penalty? What's the sentence? Oh, well, let me look at the statute. Oh, wait a minute. There is none. That's right. Have a nice day, Judge. See ya. Bye-bye. With her blonde, smiley face. Which, by the way, I believe she bleaches her hair. She's not a natural blonde, but blondes win Secretary of State races. Ruth Johnson, Carrie Lynn Land. The only person I can remember Secretary of State that wasn't a blonde was Richard M. Austin, a black man. You know what is absolutely horrendous in this state? They get away with this because they can, because they're attorneys and they read the laws and they know they can do what they want. Whitmer did the same thing on the lockdowns. She read the Governor's Emergency Act of 1945 and knew damn well that she could lock us down using it. Do you know what the Governor's Riot Act of 1945 was about? Riots in Detroit. Could declare a state of emergency to protect the people of the city of Detroit and surrounding areas who were rioting. Whitmer used it in 2020 to lock us down over the China virus. Are you kidding me? And so now tomorrow, Ian Murphy and his attorney, David Delaney, are going to the Court of Appeals to fight the fight where they appealed their own victory. Do you understand what he said in hour number two? They were given a victory in court, and they appealed their own victory because it didn't go far enough with regards to the five other statutes that he's fighting in court tomorrow in Lansing at 11 o'clock at the Court of Appeals. He'll be on the show Tuesday. He will be on the show Tuesday to give us a field report. And tomorrow, Wednesday, from 10 to 11, we're going to be doing a fireside chat with somebody who's got the backbone in the spine to run for governor, who's got a better solution than these other candidates, and we're going to be talking about it. Carla Wagner will be here live with us 10 to 11 tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit at the first short segment about an update on X My Tax effort. But most of it is going to be spent about her running for governor. And you know why? Because she's figured something out. Since she announced for governor, all of a sudden, all the other governor candidates are all of a sudden talking about reforming property taxes. One of them, two of them, is actually joining her and calling for the complete elimination of it. I talked about it yesterday. Matt Hall has said he will already come up with a tax reform reduction plan next year, early January. Going to try to make it an early priority before the State of the State address by this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, in February of next year. He doesn't want to eliminate property taxes. He wants to lower them, but produce a revenue, absolutely a revenue plan that's neutral. My throat's closing up. I can't even talk. I'm so mad. Revenue neutral? You want to lower our property taxes and then stick it to us somewhere else. And then he has the audacity to say, well, I'm going to come up with my plan, and I may even allow the Democrats to come up with their plan, and we may even put it on the ballot next year. You want hamburger A or hamburger B when we screw you over? Is what Matt Hall, the Speaker of the House in Lansing, said in that story yesterday. Final segment of today's show. I got to take some aspirin. I'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discount. Again, call 877-230-1776. and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final segment of today. Just to wrap this up, Carla Wagner tried a year ago to get enough signatures to put it on the ballot for November 5th, 2024, and failed. She immediately this year started over again, and we are currently conducting the signature drive. It is ongoing. She's going to take it through the end of December 31st, New Year's Eve. She's going to be counting up the signatures to determine whether or not we have enough. If not, she may continue it in the month of January, because this is a rolling 180-day calendar. In addition to collecting signatures for Axe My Tax, the elimination of property taxes in our state, she's also needing to collect at least 15,000 valid signatures to get her on the ballot for governor, so she will be allowed to be on the debate stage, so she will be allowed to continue to explain why she's running for governor and how she will run this state if elected to be the next governor. She's not a politician. She's a business person. I want a business person. I do not want a politician to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. And I surely don't want Jocelyn Benson, the lawbreaker. And I surely don't want a Democrat who's lying to the people of Michigan, saying he's an independent, Mayor Mike Duggan of Detroit. I want a business Republican person to be the next governor of this state. She, Carla Wagner, founder of Axe My Tax, will be on this show tomorrow from 10 to 11. We will be doing a fireside chat about what she has learned since she announced for governor and has been at these debates. Three of them, with most of the candidates announced, except for John James, who did not participate and show up at not one, not two, but three debates, did not show up because he didn't want to face Carla Wagner. He didn't want to face the other candidates. He's the front runner. He's got the state ID because he ran for U.S. Senate twice and lost statewide, and therefore feels he's entitled to be the anointed Republican nominee. Not voting for you, John. It's that simple. August primary next year, will not be voting for John James in any way, shape, or form. I don't care about the polls. I don't care about the money. I don't care about any of it. If we end up with 5, 6, 8, however many candidates, we will see who gets the signatures. April 21st turns in enough signatures to be on the ballot. Then we will vet them and decide who we're going to support. You and I collectively together. So, it's very simple. Tune in tomorrow from 10 to 11. Listen to Carla Wagner as I have a conversation with her about running for governor. And we are going to absolutely lay it on the line. I'm going to ask her some pretty tough questions. And she is not prepared because I haven't told her any of the questions I plan to ask her, other than discussing a little bit at the very first short segment, an update on the AxeMyTax.org ballot initiative petition drive. That I'm going to do in the very first short 5-minute segment, and then we're going to get it on. What has she discovered? What has she seen in discussing and answering questions about certain policies if she's the next governor of the state of Michigan? So that's what we're doing. That's where we're coming from. This is going to be a fantastic second hour tomorrow, Wednesday, December 10th from 10 to 11. I'll talk to my engineer and hopefully get the podcast back up on the website so you guys can listen to it on demand anytime after work tomorrow. It's going to be awesome. And if you haven't gotten a petition sheet yet, you need to get one. Very, very simple. Go to the website, AxeMyTax, AxeMyTax.org. Click on volunteer, click on your county, put in your address, and a sheet will be delivered or mailed directly to you. We have 3 weeks basically left to do it for the month of December. It's game on. We are going to do this. And we're going to continue the conversation, and we're going to force these Republican governor candidates to have to talk about it because of Carla Wagner's efforts. And when we get enough signatures to put her on the ballot for governor, she will be able to continue the conversation next year, regardless of what happens with the petition drive. If we fall short, she says, no problem, Randy. I'll just become the next governor, and we'll do it then when I'm the governor of the state of Michigan. I mean, she's talking about selling the governor's mansion and traveling around to every county in the state of Michigan as her field office. Your local county building would be hosting the governor for a week. She's got some great ideas. Brett Gooding listening in. Yep, she's a pretty smart woman. Yes, she is. Business background, accounting background, has done taxes, owns a restaurant. She knows a lot. She would make a fantastic governor, in my opinion. But we got to get the signatures to put her on the ballot. We'll be talking all about that tomorrow from 10 to 11. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s. 70s.